Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Florida-based poet Greg Shapiro had two collections of poems published this year. The first, entitled More Poems About Buildings and Food, is a reflection on the people and places that shaped his formative years in the Midwest. In his second collection of poems, Sunshine State, Shapiro ruminates on both the silly and sublime aspects of his present life in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Shapiro's work as a poet and pop culture journalist focuses on LGBTQ themes, and in 1999, he was inducted into Chicago's Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame. Shapiro was in town recently for a signing at Outward Books on Milwaukee's East Side. Lake Effect contributing producer Lucian Jung met up with him there to talk about his Midwestern roots, the importance of geography on his writing, and his enduring love of storytelling.
First and foremost, accessible is the most important thing. I'm not interested in having people trying to figure out what it is I'm saying. I also write fiction, so I like to also tell stories within my poetry. That's very important, that it maintain, you know, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Well, what came first, prose or poetry?
Poetry came first. Not by much. Like, I was writing fiction as well. My degree from Emerson College in Boston is a BFA in creative writing. So that was my interest, was in writing. But while I was an undergrad, it was definitely all poetry. 25 years after I graduated from college was when my first book of poetry came out.
What kind of subjects did you tackle at that time period in your work?
That book was really, for me, it was sort of like I wanted it to represent, maybe a really strong representation of me. So the book is separated, the book is called Protection, and it's separated into three sections. A Chicago section, which is where I'm from, a Boston section, which is where I went to college, and a Washington, D.C. section, where I went to grad school. So that represents three very, very important parts of my life. And it's very gay. The content is extremely gay, and that's another representation. But there's family, there's all sorts of other subjects, but there's no question that it's written by someone who's gay.
You know, it can be hard to talk about the experience of being gay. Does poetry make it easier for you to do this?
Actually, I think fiction makes it easier to do it, because for me, the way I write, there's a lot more real experience in poetry. Fiction is made up, you know, it's based on real things.
So you have your narrative work, where it seems like you're working a lot with characters.
Yes.
Is poetry the real Greg?
No, I think there are elements I'm very much in my fiction as well. I think I'm very much in all of it.
Well, the poems that were included in your first book of poetry, Protection, who were you writing those poems for? Were they for you? Or were you? Did you have someone in mind?
I think for me, I'm always writing for someone else. I'm not writing for me. If I'm writing a poem about an experience, I'm hoping that someone can learn something from it, or someone can relate to it. There's a commonality, a universal voice. Even if you're straight and you're reading it, I'm hoping that there's something that you can connect to. So I'm always writing for the reader, not for myself.
In your poems, and particularly in one of the more current books of poetry that was published, More Poems About Buildings and Food, you go to a lot of some really dark places, and you tackle some really tough subjects, abuse, drug addiction. Why do you think it's important to go there and explore those tough issues?
Well, again, I think it's something that, you know, everybody probably knows somebody who's had drug issues or some kind of a bad breakup, or there are so many universal experiences, so many things I think there's more that we share, more that we have in common than that we don't. I just want to put them into words. I just want to find a way to express that so that I can connect with other people.
Well, talking about more poems about buildings and food.
Yes.
I mean, you really talk a lot about buildings as a kind of structure that people want to escape, but they're very afraid to escape.
One of the things that I would say, maybe even the main thing in both my fiction and my poetry, is my interest in place. Place is really important. As I said, the first book, There's a Chicago section, a Boston section, a Washington, D.C. section. My first book of short stories, Lincoln Avenue, is a collection of short stories. All of it are set in Chicago. So place comes into play in a big way. And in more poems, place is also a prominent subject. There's actually a poem in the book. The poem is called The City Where I Miss You, which I think most people will get the city that I'm talking about. The poem is set in Boston. But it's really important for me to name streets or neighborhoods or sites. It's really important because I think for me, it helps ground it. As the writer, it helps me see it. It helps ground it in my mind. But I think it also helps ground it for the reader.
Well, and you really do use concrete objects.
Mm-hmm.
Desks.
Yes.
Chrome stools.
Right.
And is that's a way to make it sort of real and something that the readers
make it concrete. Absolutely.
And also maybe make it real for you.
Well, yes, because I still see what I'm writing. It helps to sort of visualize what I'm writing about. And having these objects in the poems, I think, again, gives it, it's tactile. You can feel it. Sometimes if there's a poem where I talk about, you know, ordering carryout, and I talk about different kinds of food. Sometimes when I do readings, I write about food a lot. And sometimes when I do readings, I tend to warn the audience, if anybody's hungry, I apologize right off the bat that I'm really sorry, but there's food in it.
Well, a lot of the, I don't know if I should call them characters in the poems, they're all very hungry, but they all seem to be trying to deny that they're hungry. There's a suppression
right.
of that.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in more poems, there are poems about anorexia, about a character, we can call him a character, who was had an eating disorder. Especially as a gay man, there's a lot of gay men with body dysmorphia. It's a long time subject. Gay men, there's a certain ideal body that they're trying to achieve, and I think that is probably reflected in some of the poems about anorexia. And also anorexia, in a way, my theory about that is anorexia is a sort of a slow suicide, because ultimately if you continue to not eat or to deny yourself food, you will eventually die. And I think that that's also, and it's, again, I think it's connected to gay male identity and trying to strive for perfection.
Now, what's behind the hunger? Why is everyone so hungry?
Oh, man, I wish I knew. I wish I could answer that. I think it's, maybe it's a hunger for attention, some of it. Hunger for love and affection. I think that might be some of it.
Well, that, I think, connects into some of the themes in the poems about buildings, because there is this idea of feeling trapped and being so afraid to escape. Mm-hmm. It is this kind of conflict.
It's also, buildings are also safety. Over the years, have dealt with agoraphobia. So a building is a safe place. It's a safe space. You don't ever have to leave. That's where that comes through, is that having dealt with the fear of leaving the house, going out into the world.
You've lived in so many different parts of the country. How does location inform your voice in your poems?
It's there. I mean, it's in all of my work. Like I said before, I mean, it's in my short stories. I like naming places. I like naming a bar or a restaurant or a city or a street. Yeah, it's very, very important. Because again, it helps me focus. And I think, sometimes I love when I read a book that sets some place where I lived. And I'm like, oh, I know where that is. I know where that place is. I've been there. Or when I watch a movie or something. I always love watching movies that are set in places that I visited, or watching a TV show, because it makes me feel like I'm more familiar with the action, more familiar with the place.
Well, how are the poems that are inspired from your time living in the suburbs of Illinois different than living in South Florida? Your current book is about, you know, Sunshine State.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm definitely a much happier person where I'm living right now. So that might be, I hope that comes through. You know, growing up in Chicago and then moving to the suburbs, I was still a shapeless blob. You know, I was sort of, those are the formative years. And when I look back at that person who sometimes shows up in old poems, or sometimes he'll reappear in new things, and especially in fiction too. Those are the places that formed me, that shaped me, and made me into somebody who wants to live in Florida.
Well, and how are you different? Was that person who lived in Skokie, or were you trying to escape Skokie? Have you spent your entire life trying to escape that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I have a poem called, a very old poem called A Skokie Postcard, about this person who returns home after being away, after living in a big city, and how he just doesn't understand. He can't fit in now, and he doesn't understand how he even was able to fit in before. And the fact of the matter was that I never felt like I fit in there. I graduated from college a semester early. I mean, from high school the semester early, because I wanted to get away from that school, and I wanted to get on with my life and find someplace else to be, someplace else to live.
Well, as much as you've spent so much of your life trying to escape that place, what I pick up in the book of poems about buildings and food is that, you know, you're exploring memory, but it seems as if what you're writing about is very much present for you.
Yes, yes. I'm often playing tag with my memories. It's hard. It's hard to escape some of this stuff. I mean, I suppose if I went back into therapy, I might find a way to get over some of that stuff. But yeah, my memories, there's no doubt that they inform me. My past informs what makes me who I am.
And does writing help to sort of excise that?
Yes, there is. Yes, you can kind of get rid of some demons that way. It's a good way to work some of that stuff out. Well, there's the poem that's in Sunshine State called Because of Facebook. It talks about people from the past, you know, who, you know, you might not have been this person's best friend. And I'm talking about people who were bullies, and suddenly they show up again. And it's like, really? Why would you? Part of it is, why would they want to be my friend? And then why would I want to be their friend? But as it turns out, I've reconnected with people and become very good friends with people who might not have been very nice to me when I was in grade school or junior high or high school.
And is it because they've changed, or is it because you've changed?
Wow. Oh, no, I think they've changed. I think I'm the exact same person I was back then. Well, not the exact same, but they've changed.
So when you go back and you read those early poems, you know that person. You recognize that person.
Absolutely.
Even now.
Yes. I'm willing to admit that that's me. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've written in the past. So yeah, that's very much me. But there's also the me of now that probably wouldn't be here without that other one.
Well, what poem in your current collection of poems in Sunshine State would you not have been able to have written?
Oh, wow.
When you were first writing poetry?
Wow. I don't think there's anything in that book. I don't think there's a single poem in that book that I would have written when I first started. That's a very different voice. And part of it is being in Florida. That has very much influenced my writing. And also just being older has also influenced it. Because that book really is the newest. I mean, More Poems has a mix of older and newer poems. The older poems aren't the same poems when I first wrote them. These are poems that have been revised countless times. So in my mind, they're new poems, but they also have their origin way in the past. All the poems in Sunshine State were written within the last five years.
But they were all written after you moved?
I was in Florida.
While you were in
Absolutely.
Florida.
This is my Florida book. I can't deny it. This is very much a Florida book.
Well, I think there's something really hopeful in that, and that you've actually found some place to escape to.
I love it. I'm happy. I have the ocean. I have sunshine. It's green all year round. This is a thing I would have never written about nature in the way that I write about it in Sunshine State. Because I didn't feel like I had an experience of nature living in Chicago or living in Boston or living in D.C. Because I have no trouble writing about urban settings like in Chicago or in Boston or D.C. or New York. But it's definitely the geography. It's had a profound effect on my work.
Greg Shapiro is a Florida-based poet, pop culture journalist, and fiction writer. His latest collection of poems is called Sunshine State. Shapiro spoke with Lakefet contributor Lucian Jung while he was at Outward Books here in Milwaukee. There's more information about him and his work at wuwm.com.